Paragraph Beis. V'zeh shomer azal. This is what the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, the first Mishnah. Sukkah shehi gavoya lamala miyesrim amo psula. That if a sukkah is taller than 20 amos, it's pasul. Shehein bechinas shnei yudin. 20 is a yud is 10. 2 yuds is 20. Shehein bechinas shnei hasichlios. The 2 yuds symbolize 2 types of seichel. The hainu seichel pnimi v'seichel makif. The seichel we mentioned before, that seichel which I've acquired already, and that seichel which I have the potential to acquire. Ki haseichel hi bechinas yud kemuvo divrabenu. Because we know that seichel is represented by the letter yud. Rashi HaKodesh brings in Chumash in Parshas Beshalach, where it says Oz Yoshir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. Rashi says it should have said Oz Shor Moshe. What is Yoshir? Rashi says Yud Al Shem HaMachshova Nemra. The Yud represents Machshova, a Machshova to the future. And Al Pi Zohar HaKodesh, the Yud is Chachma. So we know that Yud is a concept of Seichel. 2 Yuds is 2 Sichliim. Ulamala me eluho esrim amo, and if we go above this 20 amos, dahainu lemala me hamakif, a person goes above the makif that he's capable of reaching, lo yisholta boena. The Gemara says people don't look up that, people don't look that high. The osur lichnois lifnim mechitzosoy listakel shom, meaning a Jew is not allowed to look that high. There's places each person has to know his level, and he's not allowed to go too high, too far above. V'alkein osur, exactly. V'alkein osur lahagbia schach yoyser lamalam yesrim. This is why you're not allowed to put the schach above 20 amos, because the pasuk says ki b'mufla mimcho al tidroish. Because in that which is wondrous to you, in that which is too high for you, al tidroish, don't darshan there, don't go there. A person is only allowed to look at his makif, the makif that's closest to him, the makif that he's capable of achieving. And a person who tries to go past his mechitza, who yoytze migvul hakdusha, that's also going beyond the boundaries of kedusha. Just like to go from the kedusha into the sitra achra is a sin, so to in the Kedusha, to cross a line, to cross the line that says, do not enter. Do not enter unless you have a special badge, unless you're qualified to enter. If a person goes where he's not supposed to go, it's the same mistake. It's the same crime, Rahman al-Islam. He's going out of his Gvul of Kedusha. V'yalkein ha-sukkah psula legamri imhu gavoyil malam esrama. And that's why the sukkah is posel completely if it's taller than 20 amos. V'zeh shom rabbi sein azal, this is what our rabbis tell us. Lemala me esrim amo, ein odom oise dirosei diras arai, ela diras keva. The Gemara explains, why is a sukkah taller than 20 amos not good? Because a sukkah is supposed to be a temporary dwelling. And you can't make something more than 20 amos high and be a temporary dwelling. If it's more than 20 amos high, you're going to have to tie it down real, real strong. So it's not diras arai anymore. It's a diras keva. Vanan sukkas diras arai beinan. We require that the sukkah should be a temporary dwelling. Ki hasukkah shubichinas hamakifin tzrichen liyos dafka diras arai. Because the makifin has to be a person has to know that that's a temporary dwelling. Meaning, dahainu shelo yitechas v'sholom, shekvar zocho l'shleimus hadas, me'achar shezocho l'eiza asoga. That a Jew shouldn't chas v'sholom make a mistake when he learns something new. Oh, now I know everything. Now I can put it in park. I finished. Look, yesterday I knew this much. Today I had a whole shir. I learned so much new stuff. Now I got it. Now I understand Hashem already. Chas v'shalom. Person thinks that. So person's not allowed to do that. Chas v'shalom. To think that he already achieved shleimus hadas. Me'achar shezocho la'is ha'soga. Because he achieved a makif. You know, a certain level of understanding. Ki govoya me'al govoya shomer. Because Hashem is higher and higher. V'legdulo soy ein cheker. And Hashem's greatness we can't completely understand. V'alkein osur legvoya dirosei besukazu. That's why you can't be koiveya yourself. You can't establish yourself permanently in this sukkah. kiim shetia diras arai lefisho, but rather to know that this is a temporary dwelling, ulehishtadel v'letroyach bavoides Hashem liskois lahasoga acheres v'lotzeis misuka lesuka. A person has to always be reaching for more. He learns something new. Great. I'm happy. Now I'm ready to go to the next, to higher and higher. He's always going, he knows this is all temporary. I'm learning something and I'm there for now. I'm very happy until a few minutes later that I'm starving again. I'm thirsting to know more about Hashem and more like that. To go from sukkah to sukkah, from makif to makif. Ki tachlis hayidiyah sheloi neida. Because the tachlis idea is to realize that we don't understand, that with everything we learn, there's still so much more to learn. Umi she'oiches bebechinas ha-tachlis ha-zois, and a person who's zoicha to realize that, azai sukosoi, dahainu hasogosoi, hu bechinas dira sarai tomid. Then that person's sukkah, which means his understanding of Hashem, is always temporary. Because he's always working to get more. He knows whatever I know, there's still so much more to know. Uboze tolui she'enoi choyreis laloi selashem likoneis lifnim mechitzosei. And on this is dependent, this issue of not trying to go past your level, beyond your level, to try, me'achar she'shofol bedaitoi, because the person is humble, the person realizes his limitations. Ve'oicheis bebechinas ha'tachlis she'eino yodea klum. He's always holding on to that machshava that I don't know anything yet. If I don't know anything, then I'm certainly not going to jump to the top. I'm not going to try to jump to something that's too high for me. If a person feels super confident that he's a super athlete, then he might try to jump 50 feet because, and again, he knows he did 40, did 34, he's ready for the next round. If a person knows that he doesn't know, if a person knows that he's small, then at least he's not going to make that mistake of trying for too much, of trying to go beyond his what he can attain, that kind of thing. Since he realizes that he doesn't know anything, how would such a person dare to look beyond where he's allowed to, like, you know, where it's a way above his level, out of his reach for now, but rather this person struggles to try to achieve his makif, to try to learn new stuff, but new stuff that's on a level that he's capable of reaching right now. Not that he's the second grade and he's trying to learn the stuff from from 12th grade. Uboze tolui kiyum daitoi, and on this method is dependent the hatzlacha of a person's das. If he knows number one that there's levels on top of levels, and he knows that he's never stopping. He's always trying to grow, but at the same time, he always remembers who he is and what he is, and therefore he would never have the chutzpah to try to grab something that's not his, that's out of his reach for now, that kind of thing. Ki ze ikra tachlis kanal, because this is the tachlis. Vezoiche lahasig tomid hasogas chadoshes, and such a person is constantly learning new things. Aval mi sheroitze listake lamala mechitzosoi, whereas a person who wants to look past his limits, and that's because this person feels he knows already, he's a big shot already, he learned a couple of pages of Gemara, so he feels he's already a bookie in Shas, and now he's ready for the Zohar Kodesh, and he'll learn a few pages there, and then he's running, ad shemispoer likoneis lifnim, to the point where he prides himself that he's ready already to go all the way inside. Vazai bevadai dirosoi diras keva. That person's dira is certainly a diras keva. He feels he made it already. He doesn't consider himself a guest with Hashem. That, you know, he's just here. He's temporary. He's the boss here. He's already mamash. He's in charge. He's a big lamden, a big talmud chacham already. He's ki enoi miyagea lotzeis misuka lesuka kanal. This person doesn't struggle to go from level to level, inch by inch. Because he feels he's, what do you mean? That's for kids. I'm already a high level. Vazai hu kilkul hadas legamri. And then that person will mess up the das completely. Kimi shehu soiver, shehu yoidea mashehu basagosi isporach, Eino yodea klal. A person who thinks that he knows already, he knows something, or he understands already, in understanding Hashem, that person doesn't know anything. And when he dares to go past the line, he goes beyond his limitations, he destroys his moichin completely. He crossed the line, he went where he shouldn't have gone, and then there's big problems. That's why the sukkah that's taller than 20 amas is possible. Because that person is showing that his sukkah, his makifin, is keva already. He's established already. He's not temporary resident. This is also a form of pegama bris, nivgam hasukanal, which causes the sukkah to be pogum. Bechinas pegam ho'amo shel shisha tvochim, meaning this person has been poigem in the amo, which is six tvochim, shehasukkah v'chol mechitzes hagdusha nimdodin bo, whereby the Gemara tells us that the sukkah and all other things like making walls, making an eruv, all of those laws in the Torah are governed by the amo bas shisha tfochim. We know in the Gemara there's a whole discussion that there's the amas hamidbor, there's the shear, the amo when they were in the midbor, and the amo the beis hamik, the different types of amois, different measurements of amo. But we're told, the Gemara says, that the sukkah was governed by this amo bas shisha tfochim, which refers to Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is always called at number six. The sixth sphere is Yesoid. Six times Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yosef, like we mentioned recently. Bebechinas Megala Tefach Umechase Tefach. And we know that the concept of the Tefach, when the Torah speaks about Tikkun HaBris, it talks about a person who's careful with Tznius, that even when he has to relieve himself, even when he's doing something related to the Bris, he uncovers a Tefach and he covers a Tefach. He keeps himself as Tzanua as possible. Ayin kol ze b'maymer hanal. Review this, take a look at all of this in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that we mentioned earlier. Hamaschil soid kavonas hamila, Torah Samach Gimel, which begins with soid kavonas hamila. Ukefima shehivanti mipiv hakodosh, Rav Nosson says, based on what I understood from Rabbeinu Zal, sheze toli boze, that these two are directly connected with each other. That a person who thinks he understands Hashem already a little bit, that person is going to make the mistake of jumping too high. He's too comfortable with Hashem. He thinks he's already in. He's in. Such a person is susceptible to go beyond his boundaries. It's like the Gemara says, the Gemara says that an Amhoritz, when he first meets a Talmud Chacham, he looks at him like a Kli Zohov, like his mamish made of gold, something gold you treat with tremendous respect. After he spends some time with him, he already feels buddy-buddy, he loses that yira, that respect, he becomes lower a little in his eyes. Now he's only silver. Spends a little more time with him, the yira gets lower, now he's only Nechoshes, copper. A little more time, he becomes a clay cheris, like pottery, made of clay. And the Gemara says, and eventually becomes a kli cheris hanishbor. When a piece of pottery breaks, you have no use for it at all. That's the mistake, Chas v'Shalom. That's the tragedy when a person doesn't have the proper respect. Number one, he doesn't know his place. He doesn't know who he is. Person forgets who he is and he thinks he's already a mensch. He's already, a gibor. That's when a person could make this kind of mistake, chas v'shalom, of going past boundaries, going where he doesn't belong, where he's not supposed to, because he's not ready to be there yet. He's not equal to the Talmud Chacham yet. He's not, to know his place, that kind of thing. Here we're being told an example of this with the person who thinks he understands already in Das of Hashem, and because of that, Rabbeinu Zal said that kind of person will also go beyond his boundary, and then he'll get clobbered. Chas v'shalom. Rachmana l'tzlan. Ayin, okay. Ayin Sham Hetev, look over there in Torah Samach Gimel, Aval Ad Esri Mamo, Hasukah Kshera. Whereas up until 20 Amos, the Sukkah is a kosher Sukkah, Ki Af Sheh Hasukah Lemala Miyud, because even though the Sukkah is above 10 Amos, 10 Tvachim, Dehainu Lemala Misichloi, meaning it's above my Seichel, we said earlier that Seichel is measured by the letter Yud. So the Seichel that I have is 10. Person would say, then how come I'm allowed to build up to 20? Im kol ze shol taboena. Still, the eye does look beyond 10. The eye does look to 12, to 15, to 19. Ki efsher lehistak el shom, you're allowed to look that high. Me'achar shubchinas hamakif hasomoch lesichloi. Because of the fact that that's the makif that's closest to your seichel. Even though you don't understand it right now, you have the potential now to understand it. If you'll try, you'll get it. If you'll be zeichel, you'll get it. Ki adarabba, ze ikra mitzvah sukkah. That's what the Rabbi Nosson says, just the opposite. This is what sukkah is all about. Leman yeda shehu yoshe basukkah. For the person to understand that he's sitting in the sukkah, he should know he's sitting in the sukkah, meaning, kama shekosuv, as it says in the pasuk, leman yedu doiroi seichem ki basukkah yisoy shafti eschem, when you came out of Mitzrayim. So we see that sukkah is an inyan of das. The Gemara says that a person has to be conscious of the fact that he's sitting in the sukkah. So that his eyes and his seichel is always looking to the schach. He's looking up. He wants to go higher. He doesn't want to stay where he is. He wants to advance. He knows that a Jew is not a Jew is supposed to be moving at all times, advancing. Shehu b'chinas hamakif, kedei lisko is laso is me'amakif pnimi, so that he'll be zeicha to achieve that makif and turn it into a pnimi. V'sheyetze misukah lesukah, and that he'll advance. He'll make that makif into a pnimi. He'll make that sukkah into a pnim. Then he'll get a new sukkah. He'll get a new makif and higher and higher. V'afilu v'moysa sukkah gedoyla ma'oid. And even if they makes the sukkah gigantic, dahainu shemekadesh atzmoi beyoser, which means he purifies himself tremendously. V'gam magbiya oysa ad aschach, and he and the walls of the sukkah reach up to the schach, im kol ze, me'acha shu oimed adayin lamato, because of the fact that he's standing on the floor below, v'hasukkah gavoya mimenu lemala me'esrim amo, if the sukkah is taller than 20 amos, hasukkah psula, it's still possible. Rav Nosson is pointing out that, again, this doesn't matter how wide it is. Even if your sukkah is a block long, you know, still, if it's taller than 20 amos, that's when it's possible. Meaning, even if it's a block long, meaning even if you were mekadesh every part of your body, not just your seven tvachim, not just the seven openings, your hand, even if you're kodesh from head to toe, still, there's a boundary. Not to go, v'aschach govoy medalal esram apsula, ki yefsher lahasig yoyser mimadregosoy, because a person is not supposed to try to understand that which is beyond his reach, chas v'shalom, right now. Dahainu me'esramama, from 20 amos mimokim shuoymed, from the level that he's on, be'ezam adregoshom, whatever madregos on, imloy sheyaseloy itzdaba. Unless, the Gemara says, what if he makes a platform? What if he puts a whole platform on, you know, on the floor of the sukkah? Dahainu sheyalo lemadrega gavoya. So he's not standing on the floor anymore. He builds a platform that's 3 feet high, and he's standing on that platform. That means he's not on the level he was before on the floor. He's above. V'yetze midarga ladarga. And he goes from step to step. Oz yuchal lahagbiya sukkah mishom ad esrimama. Then he gets esrimama from the platform, from wherever he's standing. That's where the 20 amos begin. Dahainu lahasik mishom adamakif horoi loisa madrega. Meaning, again, he has permission from whatever level he's on to go 20 amos, to go two levels, yud and yud, his pnimi and his makif. Ayin b'shulchan aruch hadina malolo. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see what the Shulchan Aruch explains these laws. If you have a platform inside, when these halachas change.